In light of the ongoing Middle East conflict, it's not unusual here to regard Iran's government with fear and mistrust, but if you can put those feelings aside, consider the humanity of Iran's people, the Persians. Theirs is one of the world's oldest cultures, and their movies manage to stay fascinating and universally human in spite of a repressive government. Doris Duke Theater is hosting the first Persian Screen Film Festival. It's sponsored by the Rashan Institute, and Rashan spokesperson Farideh Farid joins us this morning. Aloha, Farideh.
Hi, how are you today?
Just want to make sure, did I get your name pronunciation correct?
Yes, you did.
Well, thank you very much. If you could tell us a little bit about the Rashan Institute, that would really help a lot.
Well, Rashan is a private nonprofit foundation based in Honolulu, interested in the promotion of Persian language as well as Iranian culture. The Institute has established many Persian studies programs throughout the United States, and this year, actually in 2013, it also established a strong presence at the University of Hawaii at Manoa through the creation of Persian language, linguistics, and culture program at the College of Languages, Linguistics, and Literature. It also sponsors a number of public programs related to Persian arts and culture, conferences, workshops, world-class art exhibitions, concerts. And fortunately for us at UH also, because it has also established fellowships and scholarships, it does so at a variety of universities for scholars who are interested in the study of Persian languages and linguistics and literature.
I see. Now, the first Persian Screen Film Festival, was this one of the ideas of the Institute itself?
Well, it was very much worked out in cooperation with the Honolulu Museum of Art. But yes, it has done so in a variety of places, and it has made the decision to sponsor this very important, as far as our Iranian community is concerned, in Hawaii, and this screen festival in cooperation with the Doris Duke movie theaters, as well as the Honolulu Museum, as well as the foundation has actually cooperated in the past with Honolulu International Film Festival, as well as other organizations. But this particular program is very much organized with the idea of bringing festival into Honolulu and Hawaii in general that would be long-standing and hopefully will continue in the future.
Well, I'm very curious about the way the films can get by. It seems like there's a lot of very oppressive censorship in Iran today. For example, the first film, A Cube of Sugar, this you get around a lot of the censorship possibilities by just sticking to universal human attributes. If you could describe the first movie, which is playing, we'd like to hear about that.
Well, the first movie is actually a very interesting one because it actually occurs within the context of a province. It's not actually in the city of Tehran, where many of the Iranian or recent Iranian movies are focused in. It focuses on a wedding. Mm-hmm. Presumably, it's a traditional wedding, but yet at the same time, because the person who is getting married, the woman is getting married, is married to someone who is coming from outside of Iran, it brings into the discussion a lot of issues that are associated with intercultural exchanges, as well as the introduction of modernity capitalism into traditional way of being. In many ways, it is reflective of the kind of movies that have developed in Iran because of the paradoxes of movie making in Iran. You're correct in the sense that because of traditional censors, for example, in the way women are presented in the movies, in the way they have to be covered and so on, the filmmakers have to go around a lot of prohibitions to actually express their point of view. But yet at the same time, because of the state funding of many of these movies, what you have is that a lot of filmmakers do not or are not bound by a lot of considerations that commercial filmmakers are, have to take into account. Therefore, what you see in Iran is actually a threading or moving about in terms of the boundaries between fiction and documentary. The plot is deceptively simple, is character-oriented, and yet at the same time, as you suggested, it ends up dealing with a lot of issues that are universal in terms of human interaction and human spirit. So and that's what makes the flow of the Iranian movies dynamic in many ways.
It can sort of thread the needle of humanity in such a way that the censors either get it but let it slide or just don't get it at all, and somehow the universal message gets out?
In many ways it's that way, but it's also, you have to realize that the cinema has always been a very, very important component of the Iranian society, particularly in the post-revolutionary period. You really do have very dynamic filmmakers and actors who engage in a constant pushing of boundaries. So it's not, you know, it's not merely a question of always fighting against the censors. It's also finding creative ways to work with that censor.
Well, I thank you very much. Unfortunately, we are a little short on time, but I really, really would like to thank you for being with us today and encourage everybody to see the first Persian Screen Film Festival. Thank you very much, Dr. Fadi. Dr. Fadi is a member of the Roshan Cultural Heritage Institute, also teaches at UH Manoa. The Persian Screen Film Festival airs for a week starting this Saturday at Doris Duke Theater. For details, visit hbr2.org.
اون دو چشمون تو هر شب پر خوابه پر خواب قصه های قصه من یک کتابه یک کتاب تفلکین دل که تو مکتب خونه ی مهر و وفا درس و مشقش رو همیشه فوت آب میشه ما عاشق بشیم مثل قدیما دوباره میشه اما دل ما اینقدر همت نداره